Hi, and welcome back to Time, Money, and Organization, an audio series in which we look at common problems for crafters and creatives and find solutions. I'm Jenny, and usually I blog here at Little Girl Designs, but I thought I'd mix it up a little bit and share with you via these podcasts as well as through the show's notes below. So today we're going to be talking about organization. I want to share some organizing ideas with you, but feel like I need to spend the majority of this recording addressing the root causes behind our disorganization. Whether or not you have a craft room or studio, you're going to want to listen in because, believe it or not, I've discovered that more space is actually not the answer to being organized. Although I'm not going to say no to a spacious and light-filled space to create in, but I've actually come to realize that even the seemingly perfect space can easily become disorganized and cluttered. For many of us, the root cause to disorganization is simply that we have too much stuff. The Simplify movement is going strong right now, and for good reason. It's actually stressful to have too much, even if they're good things. I'm sure many of you have read or at least heard of the KonMari method by now, and hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Anyway, if you haven't heard about it, it's a method of tidying up that has been receiving a lot of attention in the last year or so. And I read the book last year, and though there are many things I didn't agree with, there were a few bits of truth that I found really helpful. And before I get into that, I have to say that if you're new around here, I should say that although making and creating is a daily part of my life, my husband, daughter, and I live in a small apartment, so we don't have a lot of space for me to lay out my crafting supplies all over the place, and honestly, my toddler would probably walk off with them anyway. We do have an extra room that triples as an office and craft room and mostly a storage room. And I'm sharing this with you because I just want you to know that I'm right here with you if you don't have a lot of space to create. Anyway, because both my husband and I brought a lot of art supplies into our marriage. He's a graphic designer. We had quite a time with trying to get organized enough so we can actually access those supplies when we needed them. I'm not going to lie, it's not been a short process, but over time, we've downsized, and more recently, we used some of the ideas that were mentioned in the KonMari method. So I wanted to share some of those ideas with you today. She does encourage you to go through your stuff methodically and to not touch your mementos until the very end of the organization process, the theory being that by then you'll be more aware of what you really need and won't get stuck as easily, which is usually the reason why we stop the organization process, I think, because we get overwhelmed with all these things that are precious to us and we have a hard time giving them up. And I also should mention that the underlying principle that guides the KonMari method, for those of you who haven't read the book, is asking yourself if an item is something you love and that brings you joy, meaning that the determining factor into whether or not you keep that item or say goodbye to it is, do I love this item? So before we get into that, I know some of you are rolling your eyes, and I have to admit, I use this method very loosely myself because there are definitely items we've kept that we're not madly in love with but are serving a purpose for the time being. So we kind of made it our own. But there is something to be said about this method when it comes to our crafting and creativity supplies, at least I think so. Because how many things do we hold on to because someday we're going to do that project? Or how many times do we go to the craft store and buy all the supplies for something like knitting an arm blanket, and we buy all the yarn and we're happy because it's on sale and we're proud of ourselves, and then we just never do it? And then worse than that, we don't really want to do it anymore. So that is something that I think is much more common than we'd like to admit, or maybe we've all admitted it to our closest friends or something. But a lot of us have supplies that we'll never use and we don't even really want to use. So for me, I used her idea to handle pretty much every item I had in her office, I had in my office craft room storage space. And what I mean by handling is she talks about, rather than just kind of glancing over your things, to actually pick them up, look at them, take that second, and decide whether you're going to keep it or donate it or toss it. And it sounds like kind of funny, but for instance, I had a little junk drawer that's in one of my plastic storage containers, and it was pretty organized. If you looked at it, everything looked neat. I had gone through it before. So I was about to bypass it, but then I remembered I was supposed to handle every item. So I decided to go along with it. And it was kind of interesting because as I went through the items, I just started laughing because so many of the things were things that were somewhat comical. Little tiny pencils that were too small to really use that I bought when I was in elementary school. Seriously. I found little toys that I didn't even know where I got them from. And just a lot of things like that, that while on the outside they were neatly arranged or in little boxes, they were things I didn't even care about. So let's just say that drawer is practically empty now. So there's another part of her method that resonated with me that I'll share in the workbook. And you can see that below in the show notes. But for now, I'll stop there with my waxing eloquent about the KonMari method. My point is basically that most likely the biggest problem we all have is having an excess of stuff when it comes to our craft and creativity supplies, which tends to mean we're frustrated a lot by our lack of organization, and then which can sadly mean we stop creating because we don't like working on our projects in a mess. I mean, how many of us have done that? You sit down to create and you look around and just, oh man, this place is a dump. I can't lay anything out because there's stuff everywhere. Or I don't know, maybe it's just me as we're in this little space right now. But anyway, whatever method you use, if you want to get organized, give yourself permission to press the start over button. Starting today, you can make a plan that works for you to get rid of the excess and begin to organize your life, not just the craft room. You can find a lot of different printables and ideas on Pinterest that can help you in your organization journey. I've actually even created a Pinterest board that I'll link to below that can hopefully inspire you. But make sure that you don't end up being swallowed into the vortex that is Pinterest rather than actually working on your organization problem. The second thing I want to mention is we need to recognize that organization takes time and is really an ongoing process. Every time you buy something or are given a gift, you have to make that decision of how to organize it or where to put it. Understanding that concept of organization, of it being a process, can help you and me in the long run to keep at it. I personally wish I could just snap my fingers and my whole house would be instantly organized and stay that way, but we all know that's not life. So schedule out a little time each week to work on your organization project, but also try to not let it take over. It's like what I mentioned on last week's podcast, that the little things do add up eventually. So keep at it, and slowly but surely you'll get to where you need to be. And I think I mentioned this in the Time podcast about finding your own unique solutions to things. And this is another great point. When you read organization tips or hear this podcast or look at that Pinterest board, be sure to put your own life into those ideas and think, oh, no, this will work for me, or no, this won't. Because rather than thinking you have to have everyone's ideas be yours, you know. So let's be honest with ourselves when we're looking around for organization ideas. When we think about organization, a lot of us, myself included, think that all we really need are cute containers to put all our stuff in and then our problem would be solved, right? But if you're struggling with a lack of money issue, this could make you feel like you're permanently stuck. Although owning matching bins, or better yet, having an interior designer come over and make over your space is really nice, you can also use simple and mostly free items to organize. We actually like to clean out and save jars and then use them for holding various items. We have little tiny baby food jars that hold buttons and peanut butter jars that are awesome for pens and colored pencils. We use them for many of our supplies, and I actually like cleaning off the label so it's clear so I can see what's inside, but you could also go one step further and decoupage the outside or paint the lid so they match. Also, don't underestimate the power of a simple shoebox. You can fill them, stack them, and label the ends. I've also seen hanging shoe holders that you put in your closet used as supply organization containers. These are really great. You can place your supplies in the space where the shoes would go. Yarn works really great here. You can just put the skeins right in, or you could put shoe boxes or other containers in those spaces. We have an old flat file where we keep all of our paper, and we have a lot, so that works for us. So that's an idea. You can also file craft papers and even fold fabric and file it in a filing cabinet to keep it neat and out of the way. So try to think outside of the box when you're thinking of containers for outside of the box, no pun intended. But when you're thinking of containers to store your craft supplies, think a little more broadly than the cute containers that you see at IKEA or Target, even though they're really, really cute. I've also seen standalone storage units or old TV stands that have doors on them transformed into craft storage spaces. If you have some money to spend, be sure to check your local consignment and Goodwill stores. And yard sales in the summer can be the best for finding furniture that can be repurposed for your storage needs. So when it comes to organization, the biggest thing to remember is organization in itself is not the end all. Our goal here is to create, right? So even if you have the neatest studio on earth, if you're not using it, then what's the point? Know that from time to time, you're going to have to overhaul your space and organize it. Make it part of your routine and it won't feel so overwhelming. I hope this series has been an encouragement to you as we've tackled three of our greatest frustrations regarding crafting and creativity. If you'd like to delve deeper into the subject, I've created an 18-page workbook for you that you can see below in the resources. Included in that workbook is the 52-week craft cash printable that helped me last year to save money for additional art supplies. And I'll also link to a few more resources below that I think will help you on your journey to organization as a creative. Thanks so much for joining me on this 3-week journey. I hope you have a lovely and creative day.